With intertwined guitars, swaying horns, and passionate vocals comes the sound of Congolese rumba, an infectious and popular dance-oriented genre born in the Congo of Africa. The sound of Congolese rumba born in the Congo's basin during the 1940s has a distinctive flow, timbre, and musical texture that harkens back to one of Cuba's most iconic music styles, Cuban song, a type of dance music that itself originated in the countryside of eastern Cuba in the late 19th century. Congolese rumba, which gained fame throughout Africa during the 1960s and 1970s, is the beneficiary of African radio broadcasts that showcased the sound. However, the bridge to this new sound was erected in the 1930s and 1940s as a result of shipping vessels in the port of Kinshasa, bearing cargoes of vinyl recordings created by Afro-Cuban song groups back in Cuba. African DJs readily aired this new yet familiar sounding music fused with Spanish and African elements that first left Africa with those enslaved and transported to Cuba. Africanisms planted in the music making of Afro-Cubans would retain the distinctive elements of call and response, heightened percussive features, rhythms, and harmonic textures unique to Africa. Many, many generations later, those musical nuances fashioned in Cuba would return to Africa by way of shipping merchants selling Cuban vinyl recordings. And with this homecoming, this new Afrocentric music merged with Spanish features included a vocalized style, lyrical pulse, maracas, and the trace acoustic guitar, later replaced in Africa by the Western electric guitar. African countries, including Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania, embrace the new sound as their own. In time, Congolese rumba, or rumba Lingala as it's called in the Congo, gained widespread adoration across the continent during decades following the 1940s. Cuban popular music sounded so familiar that a number of African Congolese bands started recording and performing Cuban covers while singing lyrics in Spanish. It wasn't long before Congolese bands began creating original compositions with lyrics in French or Lingala. And by the 1950s, big bands in Africa had formed and replaced, in some cases, Cuban horns with guitars, en route to its international appeal that remains today. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.